Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kim and Frank Spillers, and they are with Global Horizons. First, we're going to turn to you, Kim, because the Iowa legislature is in full business. So.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're busy. They're all about. And we appreciate the ability to get together with our legislators. So our next opportunity here in Cass County is going to be tomorrow. Yay!
Yes.
Come on, people. Bring your umbrellas and come out and talk to Senator Tom Shipley and Representative Tom Moore. We're going to be in Marnie at the community center at 1 o'clock, and we would love to have you there.
You know, and I think some people can get a little, they get a little worried about coming and talking to their representatives, which we shouldn't, because, of course, we are the ones who elected them, and they are there to serve us. But, you know, if you haven't done this before, it can be a little, you know, what am I going to say in front of all these people? Because there are a number of people who attend.
There are actually the times that we get together for the legislative coffee are hosted by the Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise. We just call it PRIDE because it's easier. And it is an economic development organization here that is housed in Cass County. And we've done this for years. We get together. It's just, it's a big circle of chairs. So you need to know, if you've never been, that is the setting into which you're walking. Because Senator Shipley and Representative Moore are people just like us. They live in our county. They don't get put up on any kind of special area or anything like that. And we have done our legislative coffees like that for more than 10 years now, because we're all in this together. And this is a way that we can share our voice about things of concern. We can thank them. My goodness, couldn't we thank people for their service as well? And so that is another opportunity to get together and say, this is what's going on in my life. How can you help me at the state level?
And usually they start out with a bit of an introduction, telling about what's going on, what are they working on right now, because they really kind of want to hear from you.
Yes, they do. We give each of them, because they represent both the House and the Senate, we give them each 5 minutes of floor time just to kind of give us an idea of what's happened in the last few weeks. We had our first meeting February 9th in Cumberland, and so what's happened in this last month. So we just get highlights, and then you're exactly right. Most of the time is dedicated to people to bring issues to them to see whether or not we can work to improve our area.
So we can react to what they have talked about, but we may have something new that say, hey, where's this bill at, or here's something I'm really concerned about.
Yes, absolutely. So if you follow either the Senate or the House or both online or whatever way you might do that, yes, if you're following a specific bill, you can absolutely bring the number of the file, and that helps them actually, because if we just have general topics, then there may be five bills that relate to a topic. So if you have one specific with the information, that really helps them to be able to capture that.
You know, one of the things that I guess has always impressed me, but continues to do so when I attend those, is all of the decisions that have to be made. And there's always this side, that side, and everything in between, the decisions that have to be made all the time. I mean, I'm not sure I could do that. That takes some guts.
Well, it really does. And as far as the legislators go, even though they are only in Des Moines between January and April, or maybe May, depending on when the budget gets passed, they go to meetings year-round. So they're collecting information from us and stories and impacts from us all year-round to inform them during the time that they are on the Hill.
Okay, we'll remind folks again, but this is going to be in Marnie tomorrow, and starting at
1 o'clock, so okay. It's Saturday, March 9th, and okay. Sounds like it's going to be rainy, so do bring your umbrellas.
And, of course, it's at the fire station there, the community hall.
Yes, the community hall is connected to the fire station and, you know, everything. Marnie's compact.
Yeah, and they're very good hosts.
Oh, so they are, yes.
We'll remind folks again here before we leave, but we want to talk about talking about politics and being maybe on one side or the other side and not always agreeing. You have a program coming up And you've done these before, the dialogues, public dialogues, Frank.
We're doing public dialogues at the public library in Atlantic, and there is a nationwide effort actually of doing dialogues in public libraries because public libraries are deemed kind of neutral territory on this. And our public library is nice enough to open up their community room to do two dialogues. We're going to do them back to back. The dialogue is called A House Divided, What Do We Have to Give Up to Get the Political System That We Want?
That's really a big topic. And and when I first think about that, I'm thinking, you know, we have so much argument. Now, you know, that's not really brand new, but now it's out there in the public, and every day, every hour, we hear about all the divisiveness going on. So how can we progress through that?
Well, this is a national issues forum created dialogue book on this. So there are many dialogues going across the nation doing this. So we will just be one of many in the United States that are doing these dialogues. But it's to get together and talk about, and there will be a survey. And because of these dialogues and the surveys, we will send them in to the Kettering Foundation, which is in Dayton, Ohio. And they will compile the national report, and then they will brief Congress. They go to the National Press Club every year, and they have meetings on the Hill with congressional representatives and brief them on what the Kettering Foundation has done. But the Kettering Foundation is all about civil discourse. How do we talk through issues, not just about issues? And this is a very timely topic right now. And the thing about our dialogues is there's not one way or two ways. There's three different options that we will talk through as we do these dialogues. One is we have to reduce the dangerous talk. In other words, words matter. This is a big Global Horizon thing. It's words matter on how we talk about things and the words that create the environment that we operate in. The second option is make fair rules for politics and follow them. In other words, are we spending too much money on politics? Is there too much money in politics? And is it concentrated in people demanding power for their contributions? The third option is take control and make decisions closer to home. I think this is important that, you know, the problem that most decisions are made too far away from us. And with that option, I'm just going to follow up a little bit on that option, because this gives us a chance at home to talk about how does this affect us here in Atlantic, Iowa, or in Cass County? How does it affect us here? So the dialogues will be Saturday morning. We're gonna try something different on Saturday morning, March 23rd from 9 to 11:30, and then we're going to repeat it on April 27th. So you have two chances, or come to both.
Okay, but it's the same kind of dialogue, same topic, but with different people, that dialogue could be very different. And it's really, I think the outcome of this has to be very interesting when you think about it's going on across the nation. Do we think like other people in the Midwest?
Sometimes I think we think like other people, but sometimes I think we think differently too. So I'm going to say yes and no.
Well, that makes sense, because we're all different kind of people spread all over. So now, this isn't a lecture. Remember the word dialogue. This is not a Frank and Kim lecture.
Oh, heavens no. No, it's a moderated discussion. In other words, we get to the values. It's a value type of discussion, because you're going to find things you agree with in each approach. And what we do is we go a little bit deeper into that. Why do you think that way? Give us a story to where what you have just said affected you in your personal life. And, you know, last year when we did these at the library, we did them on economic development. We did it on healthcare, on mental health, on the state of our schools and population decline within here. And we had very good conversations. And this just gives us another topic to really dig a little bit deeper into. How do we create a civil society? And really, that's what we're all about.
So these are community conversations, and the first one is happening March 23rd, and the next one is April 7.
That's correct. Good memory. Way to go.
And they are at the Atlantic Public Library. Of course, it's all free. Come and give your opinion. And again, the Legislative Coffee tomorrow in Marnie, beginning at 1 o'clock. So we want to thank both you, Kim and Frank, for coming to visit with us. And come and this is your opportunity to say what's on your mind. So until next time, here's a thought. Active listening leads to improved conversation.